Radio. Concentrate, Rossi.
I'm ready to go.
All right. Good morning, 7:18. How you doing? Doing the school run, work run, coming home from the gym, whatever it is. Thank you for having us on. Welcome to the Chris Fate Show here at Virgin Radio. My mum and dad are in Dubai.
Correct.
They're staying for a week. I just told them that I'm going to take them to Disneyland Paris.
That's amazing.
Over the weekend, I got offered a little trip for me and the girls to Disneyland Paris. I got a huge extravaganza happening there over the summer with the Lion King. And so I'm forking out a bit of cash, bring mum and dad. I thought it would be something that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
And I think they would really enjoy being in Disneyland with their grandkids.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's something priceless.
I never thought that I'd have mum and dad and Nushi and Kiki and Brianna, my fiance, all in Disneyland together. So
it's beautiful.
It's going to be super cute. We're going to go just this weekend. We're going for the weekend.
Lovely.
And we'll be back only a couple of days. So they're really, really happy. They're at home. They're lazing around now. I've got, I think, mum and dad on the phone here now. Mum, dad, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, dad. Oh, dad sounds great. Oh, there they are. What do you got? You guys you got clothes on? What are you doing? Are you around the house?
Why would you ask that?
Are you in your pajamas?
You're Netflixing.
we're watching Netflix and...
No, you're not. No, oh, they're chilly.
Oh, George.
I put them on to Chernobyl yesterday. So, did you watch? How many episodes of Chernobyl did you watch?
Three, I think.
Three.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Well, they've just woken up, and I wanted to talk to you guys on the radio because I wanted to talk about what you mentioned to me the other day, Dad. There's a couple of things. First of all, Dad said to me yesterday at the dinner table, "What is there anything you don't talk about on the radio about your personal life? Why do you put everything out there?"
The answer to that question, George, is no, we talk about everything.
Transparent.
Yeah, it's the best thing to do.
That's what we do.
He'll now talk about this when I go to a dinner tonight. He's like, why would you say that for? No, listen, the reason why I've got you both on, Mum and Dad, because Dad said something to me, to us, Mum, about a week ago when he came. He said, I want to go skydiving.
As a joke.
No.
Is his brother sort of...
No, I meant it.
Yeah, he meant it. Now,
get out, George.
Dad turned the big 7-0 this year. 70. He looks amazing for 70. Touch wood. I am 100% against sending Dad to go skydiving.
You're not letting him go.
Not letting you go, Dad.
Okay, George, I want to hear from you. Why do you want to go skydiving?
I need to challenge myself, and it's one of my major fears. I hate heights.
Uh-huh.
I thought it'd be a good opportunity.
You hate heights.
Obviously,
and,
you've saw.
I think Rossi and the crazy Russian boss did it last week, so if they can do it, I can.
And also, your son, Matty, did it, right? And Brianna as well, Chris's partner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but, I mean, being fearful of heights, I understand. But, I mean, I can take you up the Burj Khalifa like we've done before, and you can look out and you can, you know, have a look out the window. And but I don't know. Like, I don't want to – I obviously do not want to send my 70-year-old father, even though I'm sure a lot of older people do skydiving. I just don't want to have that risk, Dad. I don't want to do it. I don't want to. So then Dad said to me, well, if you don't want to send me skydiving, let me go on the X line, the zip line.
What? George!
And I said, I'm not sending you on the zip line either. I'm happy. Oh, let's go get a shave, yes. You and I. I'm happy to do that.
Yeah.
The zip line's easy.
It's not easy.
It is, Dad. But this is where I get really stressed. And you
here
know, me being worst case scenario son is, you know, I remember when I did it, my heart was going 100 miles per hour, and
stop right there.
I just don't want to put your heart under any condition that it doesn't need
pressure
that it needs to be under. Mum is there. Gilda, superstar interviewed David Guetta. Everyone's talking about it. Hi, Mum. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So what are your good thoughts? Morning. Do you want Dad to jump out of a plane?
Of course not. With his heart? No way. No way.
No, what about the zip line? You know,
No, past that stage. Definitely not. No way.
Did he say, let me do the zip line?
Yeah.
Tell him to get to his room.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, 70-year-old father asking permission.
Okay, can I ask this? Guys, has this been on the family group yet? On the family WhatsApp? Has this conversation happened? Like, what do your other kids think about this?
No. No, first time I heard about it, it's just now.
Get my brother on. See if he answers the phone. Let's ask my brother, Matty. Let's see. let's try to get my brother. I am Rossi. What do you think? And put yourself in my position. If your dad, Big Bad Bob, said, "I want to jump out of a plane," what would you tell your father?
I'd say no.
No, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty? I'd say no.
No. What, my dad turned 70 in November. If he came to me and said that, we'd say, please, you're in planes anyways every day. That's enough heights for you.
But I don't know, though, Chris, because George knows his body. You know, he knows how he's feeling.
Yeah, but Dad, I mean, Dad's pretty fit, but he's got a bit of a regular... What's he got, Mum, in his heart? Mum? What?
They call it atrial fibrillation.
Hold on. Tootie, we're on the radio. Everything's fine, Matty. If I'm calling my brother.
He must be freaking out.
He'll get worried. Can you talk for a sec?
Yeah, I'm just in a shop.
Just real quickly. We're live on the radio. I've got Mum and Dad on the phone who you can't hear right now. But Dad wants to jump out of a plane. He wants to go skydiving. Would you allow him to do that, Tootie, Matty?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, not. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Not jumping out of a plane.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's like, he wants to challenge himself. I said, yeah, you're not challenging him jumping out of a plane.
Family history of heart disease.
Yeah.
Cracking 70 years old is not jumping out of a plane.
It'd be
crazy.
Yeah, okay, good. All right. All right, love you. I'll talk to you later. Go do your thing. All right. Okay, bye. Bye.
I mean, George, if you want to conquer your fear of heights, you're going to Disneyland. You can go on a roller coaster.
No, I don't even want him to go on a roller coaster, no. I said, we'll go get a shave, Dad. We extreme shave, all right?
I'm doing the zip line, definitely.
No, I will call X-Dubai and make sure that they refuse you. I know them.
Yeah.
You don't arrange it, I'll arrange it.
No. Oh, no, it's not happening.
This is a challenge.
No. Schoolboy Mario just came up with a suggestion. iFly. Indoor skydiving, where you just sort of go up and down.
Yeah, do that.
I think that's much more safe. Mm. There's less danger involved. All right.
Love you guys. Love you. I'll see you later today. Bye.
Love you.
I booked your shave for 11 o'clock, Dad. I really have, so make sure you go. All right. Love you.
Bye.
Okay, bye. I'll put it out to you guys listening, the family, my extended family, you guys listening to the show. Should I let my father go skydiving at the age of 70? And he also does have a little bit of like an irregular heartbeat. Like that's the main thing here.
Mm.
Would you as a child, as their daughter or son, would you do that for your parents? Would you say, you know what, you're going skydiving. Would you say yes or no? Give me a call, 04-871-5544. 04-871-5544. I know one of my sisters, Justine, will be against it. I believe Shireen, who is a little bit the crazy one. She's the eldest.
Don't call her crazy.
Yeah, she is. She knows she is. I reckon she'll be a little bit into this. Hi, guys. Love you. Miss you. We're just on the radio and I'm talking. I spoke to Mum and Dad. I already spoke to Maddie, Tootie. Dad wants to go skydiving. What's the family voting? Now, Mum says no. Matt, Tootie says no. Jazzy, I'm guessing you say no. Shireen, I'm not sure about you. Let me know. Love you guys. Mwah. Okay, we'll get an answer here.
Okay.
Muhammad, what do you think, man? Your father, would you allow him to go skydiving?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What do you think, man?
Yeah, not at all. You know, it's same like, you know, how you would not allow Nushi and Kiki to go for it. It's the same thing. You know, our parents, as they grow older, I mean, how fit either they be, but you know, how you say no to kids for so many things because... You know, it's not actually right for them to do it. Maybe they can, but, you know...
You just don't know.
You're worried.
You just don't know. Karen, you think go for it.
Oh, definitely. 100%.
Oh, but you sound so...
you only live once.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You only live once. I want it to keep going.
Oh, man. My dad just turned 80 years old, and if he came to me and said he wanted to do that, I'd say, Dad, I'll come with you.
Really?
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be scared, worried?
Of course you are. But, you know, your cards are dealt. When it's your time to go, it's your time to go. Why not go doing something you want to do?
Nah. See, I can't live like that, Karen.
Karen, you are amazing.
I can't. No, it's not. You know, yeah, when your time to go, it's your time to go. But you can bring that time a little closer. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. I don't think so. When it's your time, he asked to go, it's not as dangerous, but he asked just before his birthday to go microlighting, and by in December we booked him to go microlighting in Scottsboro, so.
Wow. All right. But you sound South African, right?
Yeah, I am.
You guys are next level. You guys are next level on everything. But Philip, you're saying to let him go as well. What's wrong with you guys?
Absolutely, Chris. Come on, if you're bad, let him enjoy his life. And he should go zip lining. And let's go saving.
Are you South African as well? Where are you from, Philip?
Switzerland.
Oh, okay.
Well, the Swiss are also, they're next level. Listen, all I'm saying is, like, my dad doesn't have, he's got a, he's touch wood, he's healthy, but at the same time, he's not a fitness guy. It's not like he's been going to the gym. He has a, he puts salt on his food. He's got a little bit of a heart condition. Like, we're always worried about him, Is it Brohny?
Briani.
Briani, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
So you sent your mum skydiving for her 70th?
Yeah, back in Australia, in Sydney.
Wow.
Okay, was this by her request or you just did it?
Yeah, absolutely, her request. She'd been nagging and nagging us.
And did you not get worried? Were there not any feelings of apprehension for you or what you put in?
Well, I'd done it myself, she was going to go tandem, so she's sort of young and fit for her age, and so we went, okay, off you go.
And was it all okay?
She loved it. Yeah. She landed. We all watched, myself, my sister, all our kids and everything, and she absolutely loved it.
And there was nothing wrong? Everything went well?
Yeah, the landing, everything went well. Yep.
Okay, decision
Chris,
time. Thank you so much.
This is an example.
What are you guys all calling up saying, let him go? Andrea, you think I should let him go?
Good morning, guys. Yes, definitely. Well, first of all, it's not up to you to let him go because he's not a child. Right?
Yeah.
He's a child.
He's a grown-up man. He's a grown-up man. He's 70. And if you're so worried, just have him do a medical checkup and let him live his dream, maybe indeed he wants to challenge himself and prove to himself that he is still young, he can still do it. Maybe that will make his heart race a bit.
But I'm taking him to Disneyland this weekend. We can have all the fun in the world. Man, I don't know. David, good morning.
Morning.
Now, your daughter, can I ask how old you are?
I'm 50. Okay. So my daughter bought me skydiving for my 50th.
So your daughter, as a present, took you skydiving. Where was this?
Rottnest, over Western Australia.
In Western Australia, sent you skydiving. Was it something that you wanted to do?
Yeah. We're both a bit sort of thrill junkies because we went on the skydive up at Rack last year. So,
Okay, so you and your daughter went skydiving and it all went well?
No. Well, it went well for me. Okay. I jumped out of the plane, landed safely, but then when I landed, I was looking up at her coming down, and I was thinking that she wasn't on the same chute that she jumped on the plane with, and she was on the emergency chute. She came flying down, she had to skydive down, and then they pulled the chute, and nothing happened. And then the guy had to cut the chute off and go for the second chute, and then she landed safely. Yeah, she was, but she had two skydives for the price of one.
Oh, my goodness.
So her chute didn't open. They had to use the emergency chute to get your daughter down.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool. And it's the same when we did the skydive up a rack. We both did it together, and she got stuck about 20 or 30 metres from the end, and the guy had to come out and get her.
Oh, all right, man. All right, okay. Thanks, David. Thanks. Yeah. Okay, that's good. I didn't have to hear that. I appreciate it.
I'll definitely do it again.
You definitely do it again.
Okay.
Is this another David on the phone, is it? Another David on the phone. Good morning, other David.
Hi, good morning.
You took your 79-year-old father-in-law. Where did you take him?
Yeah, we took him to Atlantis Water Park.
Okay.
This was last year. We took him, and as soon as we got in, he just wanted to be on every ride that was in the place. we eventually took him onto there was a large round ring that maybe six or eight people could sit in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you go down, it's like a half pipe.
Yeah, I know it.
So So we decided, okay, we'll take him on that. And honestly, Chris, it was me that was more scared. I was holding on to him so tight. And when we took the first drop, everybody was screaming, and he has false teeth. And his false teeth were running around and nearly falling out. And when we came off of that, he wanted to go on the one that the floor goes away.
Yeah, oh my goodness, no!
Yeah. So eventually we said, look, no more, that's it, no more. Yeah, so because, honestly,
yeah.
Don't let your father do it.
Thank you, thank you, David, for coming on and saying that, because that's how I feel, man. Like, maybe I'm being selfish, maybe it's all about me, but I'm going to be stressed. I don't know if I can put myself.
Chris, we need your final decision next.
I'll tell you after it. Let me have a look.
All right, Chris.
I'm making the decision on behalf of my father now, of course, at the age of 70.
He wants to go skydiving. We've heard from so many people. Yes and no, whether he should go or not. Chris Fade, will you let your dad, George, go skydiving?
Come on.
Well, at the age of 70, he can do whatever he wants, can't he? He can go around me. He can get it done. He's got his own money. He can go and take himself there without me knowing.
He is your father at the end of the day.
This is it. Decision time.
I, on behalf of the Fahed family, am declining my father's request to go skydiving.
It's a no.
George Fard, age 70, this stage of your life, you're not going skydiving, mate.
Ooh.
All right. Love you. I've booked your shave in today for 11 o'clock. Go have a nice little shave. You relax. I've got a facial in there.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
You just sit
nice.
Back and relax, Dad, okay?
Go back to the flowers. You're good at that.
Yep. Yep, put your flowers up. Now, don't anybody go behind my back and try to organize skydiving for him.
You know it's already, like, probably happened,
all
right?
I know that he'll get messages and all this will happen. Do not. I'll be monitoring.
Okay.
No skydiver. We love our father and we want him here as long as we possibly can. And I don't want to put any stress on that heart of his. He's on medication.
Yep.
And my family, my uncle just messaged my Uncle Sama that lives here.
Yes. What did he say?
Absolutely not.
I'm with you, Chris.
Okay.
I'm with you. I wouldn't let my dad do it too. I wouldn't let George do it too if he asked me.
Exactly, right?
I would say, no way, George.